Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Nate Underwood, who traveled from Blooming Prairie, Minnesota to check out some of the scenes from Saving Britain. Could you just tell me a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Washington?
Well, I watch a little public TV, and I saw this America Reframed that was on, and I caught it about five times in a row. And wasn't particularly, you know, a cinephile or whatever, but it's just, I'm a saver of old things. And there was something about Mike that is just, you know, that he's knowledgeable and personable. So it was just, Washington kind of called out to me in a way to go and see what was portrayed in the movie. There's just a lot of different similarities and serendipitous things that, so I was drawn there. Got a hold of a friend of mine that's retired, and I said, you want to take a ride down to Washington, Iowa? And well, I wanted to go out to the Britain Stone at the cemetery. I wanted to get into the theater there and look around, and I said if I had the opportunity and Mike wasn't out on a world tour or something, that I wouldn't mind meeting Mike. And so let's see, I got there and went to the theater first, and it was middle afternoon, so I went and talked to him at the Chamber of Commerce, and next thing I knew, Mike was on the phone with me. I had left my number there, and the next morning he called me. I just amazed the whole way along how helpful and kind. And well, I come from a small town, Blooming Prairie. That's a nice town too, you know. But it was just a bigger, better version of Blooming Prairie, really. And so he came up to the motel, met us where we were parked at the motel at checkout time, and took us right out to the cemetery, and I get some pictures taken, and he pointed out some other stuff in the cemetery for us, because I've always been a grave walker too, besides being a grave digger. My whole life, there's a cemetery right across the road from me as I speak here, and it was just a place where we went when we were kids, and looked at the stones, and he had brought his brand new book on grave marker symbols, a field guide. And I had a pen in my pocket, and he signed it for me. It was just all really nice. There's even something in the dedication where there's a little misprint, but it's perfect still. It's says their frequent visits to the family graveyards during my childhood encouraged my early interest in the grave makers. So there's an R missing, but I'm just like, I call myself a grave maker now. Anyways, it's just kind of, then he signed it nice for me, and we just had a good trip, and I wanted to drive down. It was an opportunity for me to drive down in the rain, and I kind of wanted it to rain while I was there, and it rained like cats and dogs, and then it got nice, and so we just had a really good time. The whole town treated us so good. The lady at the theater gave us kind of a quick personal tour of the theater. They opened the doors for us when they saw us looking in the window close to 6 o'clock. To meet Mike was just the topper. And that he had this book with him was just, he thought, well, that gravedigger might like this new book of mine. So he was right.
Now that you've had a couple of days to kind of reflect, what was Washington, Iowa like compared to your expectations?
Yeah, it was kind of like a small town, but big. Because I come from a town of 2,000, and there's just a lot of everything there that we don't have everything, but it's a nice town. I like it.
And that's been today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. Today we're joined by Nate Underwood, who traveled from Blooming Prairie, Minnesota, to check out some of the scenes from Saving Britain. You can find this program online at kciiradio.com under podcast. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.